The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall of the air. I'm in here with Trish Clark. It's Thursday. My Thursday girl is here.
Oh, I love Thursday mornings. Good morning, Carl.
I love you being here, too. Hey, 7:05 in the morning here on the 5th of September, 2019, in the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And good morning to Sue.
Good morning. Hey, Carl, we had a blue alert this morning. Now, that is a carjacking. A suspect was supposedly reported across from Clear Creek Market in Redding. They weren't able to confirm, but they were pretty sure it was the same suspect. So, once again, that was reported by the California Highway Patrol, and it still appears on my incident report screen. So I just want to put that out there. Be careful. They're looking for that suspect. And I do not have a description of the vehicle, but I do have the license plate number, 255-9981.
So this one was carjacked then?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
And it's 65 degrees in downtown Redding as we speak, looking for a
There's somebody went into the Anderson police or fire department yesterday. A woman went into the Anderson fire department, throws a coffee cup at the clerk's head, almost hits her in the head with a coffee cup. Goes back where the firemen and firewomen sleep, takes their clothes, puts it on the stove, catches it on fire, breaks hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars worth of computers and and everything. And when the police come, she's laying there on the bed taking a little nap, and then she gets up, and then she just, you know, gets into a fight with the police.
They had to laser her three times.
Yep.
They had to laser her three times before they taser.
They lasered her because she was getting an eye operation or something.
No,
they tased her three times.
Yeah.
The flames were 2.5 feet and going for it off the stove.
Oh, yeah. You ought to see the station. I'm looking at pictures as we speak. She went through there like a tornado. It's a small department. The guys were out on a call. So Mo was just there by herself. And, wow. A known person in the city of Anderson.
Oh, is that right?
Discussions with her before.
With the police department. Here's the thing is that everybody knows who she is. She was obviously having mental problems on the street before she got to the fire station. But you know what? It's kind of funny.
Kind of wrecked havoc all the way down there.
I kind of thought everybody liked firemen. Obviously not this woman.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so it is
weather.
Still 65 degrees.
Not in
We're
here.
Looking for a high today of 98, a low of 68. On Friday, a high of 97 and a low of 84. On Saturday, 96. And Saturday night, 60. Sunday, 90 and low of 60. And then on Monday, 87. So a little bit of a cooling trend. And it looks like for the next week or so, 2 weeks, we're going to have some nice fall weather, balmy weather. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Oh, good. That means is that when the weather's changed and we don't need it, then they'll fix the air conditioning. We're in day 13.
We're not talking about the air conditioning.
Okay, that's right.
Okay. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. They are fixing, as fast as they can, they're fixing the air conditioning. Yesterday they had a crane in. And they lifted off the bad unit, and then they lifted off the good unit, one that was working that we were using to try and keep that end of the offices cooler. So that's gone now. And somebody asked me on there, said, "Why are you playing the same interview again?" I can tell you right now, because at that point it was over a 90 in here, and except in our engineering room where we have a dedicated air cooler has to run 24 hours a day to keep the equipment cool in there. Otherwise, the whole place fries. So our producer was in there for Wednesday night because it was hot in here. I tried to chase everybody out of here. So if you need to pick up anything from right here at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1325 Market Street. Do it by noon. No later than 1 because everybody's out of here by then. Okay, enough of that. Okay, did you you remember the NRA?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you realize now you've been designated a domestic terrorist?
A domestic terrorist
so
group, yes.
I got a call from another domestic terrorist last night, Sheriff Tom Pasinko, who is a life member. So he's got to be at the top of the list of designated domestic terrorist. And then I found out that our new police chief, Bill Shuler, is also a life member and a designated terrorist now. Of course, I am. You are. You know, a lot of the people I know are terrorists now. I don't know whether to wear my shaga in here, you know, that covers my head that we wore over in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, you kind of wear it around your neck. It can protect you from sandstorms and all this. I don't know whether I should just start wearing it in here as part of being a domestic terrorist.
It pretty insane, huh?
I think that's the nicest thing you can say about it. They're up to their knees in poop. By the way, if you're looking for a job, San Francisco's poop patrol makes about $184,000 a year.
Get out of here.
No. That may be including health care, but $184,000 a year scooping
up. The pooper scoopers.
They're pooper scoopers. Well, for $184,000 a year, I'll put on my gas mask.
I won't.
But then I'd have to live there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can't live there for $184,000.
So next week, I have the opportunity to listen to General and former SecDef James Mattis down in San Francisco at the Marine Memorial Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They have a big, theater there. It's not huge, though. I mean, it's not like you can get 1,000 people or anything close to that in there. So I'm going down there to listen to Mad Dog and see what he says. You know, he's going to talk about his book and SecDef, but, you know, he'll be talking Marine stuff too. Well, I was asked if I wanted to have dinner down there and all these things. I said no. Linda and I are doing the show. We're driving down to San Francisco. We're parking the car in the Marine Memorial. We're going to the event. He starts at 5:30. He should be finished by 7:30, I would think, at the latest.
Mm-hmm.
So be back in the car at around 8 o'clock and heading straight back up here. I'm not spending a cent in San Francisco. And somebody said to me, hey, you know what you should do is go stand there by a San Francisco sign and then kind of like pull your shirt up and show that you're carrying concealed. And I said, my luck. Just my luck. Thank you very much. But just my luck. There's a couple of off-duty cops or somebody that stand across the street or down, and they see it. They come in and arrest me.
Yeah, exactly. And put you through the hoop.
Yeah, because I am a terrorist. You know.
Yeah, so. You are. And a pistol-packing terrorist would be worse than all of the above.
It would be worth everything to them to get me.
Oh, for sure. For sure. You know, I because there are I believe your concealed weapon permit is not, according to them, valid in San Francisco.
It is. It's good throughout the state.
But I've never heeded that if I'm packing, I'm packing. And if I go through San Francisco, that's part of the drill.
Dangerous, sir.
I think that eventually you'd beat the rap, but I think at this point, if they caught you with a gun in San Francisco, you'd have to go through the hoops. Because I think they would take it away from you, which then I'd have to argue with them about that and take them to court and... you know what I'm saying. I think that eventually you'd win the action, but they're out of control there, along with a lot of, I think the liberals in general.
They're going crazy.
They've lost it. I think this
now they want to confiscate. Now they want to confiscate.
Confiscate
your long guns. Confiscate them. You can buy them back. We'll do a buyback. But if you don't want to sell them, that's too bad. We're just going to take them.
We're just going to take
them. Does that mean they put you in jail if you hide it?
I know last week I jumped all over the red flag thing again, but I'm going to do it again because that's the worst thing. The more you look at it, did you see the young man? Now I've lost the story. A young man who in his school. He went target shooting with
his
wife.
With his dad.
Okay, his dad and his, okay.
And they had a photo there.
Yeah.
And then there was, I don't know if he said, dad's, you know, taking me to school or something like that. But this was from like 4 or 5 years ago. It got on Facebook. This is the same one we're talking about. the kid gets in all types of trouble because they, you know, kind of had a gun and it was on Facebook and somebody got scared.
Well, the school did something about it. The school kicked him out of school.
They investigated it and realized it was from 4 years ago and all these things. So, you know, it really didn't impact on the school. But, yeah, it was a big brouhaha.
It's a crazy, crazy world we're living in. And at some point we have to stop just saying, oh, this is just crazy and moving on with our life. And we have to stop saying no. We have to start saying no. We have to start saying, no, it's not going to happen, and we're not going to live by those rules.
I tell you what, the one thing I say yes to all the time is my sleep number bed.
Nothing like a good night's sleep to solve
the
problem.
Right now, they're having the biggest sale of the year, and for a limited time, you can save 50%. That's right, you can save half on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. You know, it's been rated number one by J.D. Powers. As being in customer satisfaction with mattresses. Not only that, if you sleep on it, you're going to find out just how comfortable, what a great night's sleep you can get. You can adjust the firmness on your side of the bed, and your partner can have a different. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. My sleep number setting is 60. And we both sleep very comfortably during the night. I can't think of a better bed. You know what? People ask me, is it really that good? I said, it's really that good. So there's been a number of sleep number mattresses been sold around this area.
The Sleep Number is the only way to get a good night's sleep. You can set that depending upon what kind of a day you've had. Boy, you go to sleep and I most times wake up in the same position. So comfortable. I just go to sleep and that's it.
And you know what? The only way you're going to get it, though, is if you head on down to the Target Shopping Center, and when you drive in there, take a left, and there it is, the Sleep Number store next to the Vitamin Center. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:17 in the morning. I want to talk about Mount Shasta Mall and their latest sign they have up. We'll be right back.
Radio dialed in. Check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $9 at the event or pre-purchase for $8 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Pate Martz in Redding and Anderson, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day. Plus, the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Come and get it.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about? I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical staff. Are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're down all the air.
It's your talk radio. Cozy, warm studio.
In our cozy studio today, this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. You know, remembering our past and looking to the future, and that's exactly what they're doing. Have been in the business 52 years. It is an employee-owned company. They work throughout all of the western states, 12 western states. If you're looking, because I know it's hard to believe in cooler, they have great sales right now on your monitor heaters, your Toyo heaters, and Toyo water heaters. Super, super deals. And plus, they provide the kerosene that runs those, or the oil that runs those. They're out there on the lines with our firefighters, making sure they have the appropriate amounts of diesel and gasoline and avgas. They're pushing, you know, they push avgas all over the western states out there for firefighting aircraft. And they have the drag fuel, you know, the high-octane fuel for people that like to go out there. All this SST oil. Give them a call, 241-1167. Okay, Trish, Mount Shasta Mall
yes.
has his new sign up. It says, no guns, no weapons allowed in the mall.
Really?
Yeah.
How long has that been there?
Oh, probably about, what's today, Thursday? Probably end of last week it started. They put it up. So I got to the owners of the place, and they're down in Sacramento, and I sent them an email from the station, you know, from the radio station, saying, you've just put up a no guns, no weapons at Mount Shasta Mall. And would you please discuss, you know, the following? You know, what was the reason for it? Will there be armed security there to protect people? And I had, like, you know, several questions like that. Because if they want you to go to a gun-free zone, which is what they're making that into a gun-free zone, and what's the one thing that many of the mass shootings have in
gun-free
common?
Zone.
They're gun-free zones. That's right.
Yeah.
So that point then is, if you want to make a gun-free zone, are you going to put security out there with guns in case somebody walks in there, you know, to be able to protect your clients, the people walking through there?
Yeah, I mean, and I really believe that if our legislators continue to allow this no gun zone, gun free zone language and imposed upon us, we ought to put our legislators in exactly that same environment. Why not have our legislators, the Capitol, why not have them meet in a gun free zone? Put them in the same position that they demand that our children be in, a gun free zone. No security. We don't have security on our schools. Gun-free zones. Why not put our legislators in the same
There's
environment?
There's been more schools shot up than there have been legislative buildings.
Well, that's right. Why do they need to be protected?
And the reason that is? Because there's guns all over the Capitol security guards.
Well, of course there is. No one's going to go in and attack a place where they know half the people inside or whoever might be armed. But if you put up a big sign that says feel perfectly comfortable to come in here with your weapons, because rest assured, there is no one else on these premises that has a gun.
Well, I've been told
it's like an invitation.
I've been told by the sheriff that you can have that sign, but it's perfectly legal for you to carry concealed.
Mm-hmm.
However, if somebody sees the firearm and asks you to leave, then you should just leave, because then it could go into trespassing, or even worse, it can go into them making a phone call. There's a guy with a gun here at Mount Shasta Mall, and then everybody piles in on that one. But he says, you know, they can put that sign up, but your permit allows you to carry in stores, and as long as it's concealed, nobody knows anyway.
Exactly.
So it's not going to change my life at all. It's just that if for some reason somebody sees it and they ask me to leave, I'll just leave, and I won't shop there.
You know how it could change your life, and if you're really serious about that, I avoid places on most occasions that are gun-free zones because of the very fact that if there are areas where a large group of people are likely to congregate, I don't want to be there when there isn't anybody there to protect us.
I can't imagine anybody going into a movie theater that's not armed and have a really good flashlight.
Yeah.
And the reason for that, of course, is that if once you're in the theater, you're trapped there.
Well, exactly. How about Cascade Theater? That's a perfect example.
Well, Cascade Theater, though,
is now wanding and...
Yes, but if you have a concealed carry permit, you can carry in there. They made that 7 or 8 months ago. Because when they went to that, we met with the manager there, Michelle Irvine, and her staff, including her security, unarmed security. And the sheriff and I went down there. We talked to them, and half of her staff thought it was a good idea because their husbands were armed or they'd been through the class, and they said it was a good class. So now you come in there and you're carrying, and they're saying, you know, no firearms and this. You show them your CCW, and you're allowed to go in. You can't drink, of course, because you can't drink while you're carrying.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll just let you walk in, but they will look at it and make sure it's valid. One guy came in there, and it was expired. And so and they said, I'm sorry, this is expired. And he went, oh, sorry. Went back, and I'm sure safely locked his gun away, and they came back in again. It's because they don't want people walking in and out of there and then having to walk, you know, especially women, with no way of protecting themselves, having to leave their firearms or
exactly.
their sprays in their car, and then be at the mercy of a stalker or a deranged ex or the thugs down in the parking.
But there's no onus on any business or anybody to make a gun-free zone. Why are all these intelligent people taking that path? Is the pressure so much on them from so many in the public that they want these gun-free zones?
It's not. Look what Walmart just did.
I know.
They're going to stop selling that AR ammo. What's AR ammo?
Walmart will go the same way as Kmart, because that was the beginning of the end for Kmart when they did the same thing years ago, and then they decided they weren't going to sell firearms at all.
Walmart's not selling pistols. They haven't sold pistols in a long time. They're not going to sell the semi-automatic types. But the thing about the ammo is, okay, so I have a bolt-action rifle that shoots 5.56. It's a really nice little rifle. It's very accurate. And they won't sell me ammo to fire my bolt-action rifle or short-barreled rifles. Now, what exactly is a short-barreled rifle? How do you know? This is another example of ignorance.
That's
making
right.
an ignorant, being ignorant, and talking about the taking away ammo from people. But the best meme I had that I've seen, and I passed it on, was, oh, Walmart doesn't want to sell ammo. Well, that's fine. Why don't you go to your local stores and support them support them? And they have ammo.
Well, there you go. And by the way, Beans, you can't go get your ammo. Anything else that you can buy at Walmart, why don't you buy that at another store as well?
Yeah. You know,
why bother going to Walmart at all?
You know, you can go down to Bassiani, you can go to Jones Forge, you can go to, you know,
and
Nice
Shot.
And
for all those other things, you can go into Target or any of those places.
You can go into the place down on
Old West.
Old West, going Old West. Buy your ammo there, my friends. Don't buy anything from Walmart. There you go. They don't want open carry of firearms in their store, even though it's legal. not here, but it's legal in other states.
It's legal in other states. And I, yeah. I still, I would like to get, are they getting that much pressure from the public to do these things?
Well, I can tell
or
you.
Or is it the owners that are just coming up with it on their own?
The owners, not Sam Walton and his wife, but his kids. From what I understand from somebody that works with them, they're very liberal, you know, very liberal.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure this is where it's coming from. And you know, and then there are other people that are pushing on them. And instead of listening to the millions and millions of people that go to Walmart that are just law-abiding citizens, let's just make it harder for everybody. But then again, I don't go to Walmart that much anyway. I don't buy ammo from Walmart. Never have.
No, I have neither.
And you know, well, I don't even know if they sell guns there.
Well, I actually would say that I have in the past, many years ago, before we got into the whole deal with ammunition and what have you, when we'd go in, sometimes we'd get our hunting license and go ahead and pick up some shotgun shells or what have you, when we were getting ready to go pheasant hunting or something like that.
Well, they said they're still going to have like hunting ammunition and you know, all that kind of stuff, but not that nasty, dangerous
that they
AR have, rifle, AR ammunition, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Because 308 is also part
assault
of that.
Assault weapon ammunition.
Yeah. And but a 308, which is a very popular hunting cartridge, can be shot out of a AR platform.
There you go.
So, yeah, I don't know. This is pretty stupid. Okay, we're going to take a break, 7:31 in the morning. 69 degrees out there, going up to only 97 today.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane.
Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air here. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. If you're looking, if you've had it, you've just had it.
Just done.
No, I'm just done. I'm just done with plumbing. I'm done with sprinklers. I'm done with power washing. I'm done with no air conditioning.
Done with
I'm
Wi-Fi just service
done
and
with
internet
Wi-Fi
service.
Problems. I'm tired of figuring out what to eat every night. River Common Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. Gourmet chefs, activities, they're very pet friendly. You can use it as a base to spike out on your trips across America. If you want to learn more about River Commons Senior Living, I mean, it sounds so good right now that Randy and Rocky Slaughter are sending or thinking about going down and renting a two bedrooms there from Brian. And you can give them a call at 238-5981. You know, come on down for lunch with them, get a tour. You won't be sorry. It's located right in the middle of town, 301 Hartnell Avenue. River Common Senior Living. And by the way, this Saturday, they're going to be doing, and We Back the Blue will be doing an event down in Anderson at the Dutch Bros. We'll be live there from 8 to 10.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, we're coming down from 8 to 10 to be live at the event as we're raising money for We Back the Blue and their latest way to help people.
Yeah,
okay, hey,
we're
here with Randy Slaughter and her husband, Rocky, but this is primarily Randy. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Thank you.
Okay, move in just a little bit closer there and use your outdoor voice.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, Randy has taken on this project to upgrade, fix, maybe not fix, but upgrade our representation down in Sacramento. Because each county down there has a something that talks about their county.
In the capital.
It's some kind of an exhibit.
Yes. There are multiple hallways in the first floor of the state capitol in Sacramento that represent 58 counties, and each one has their own display. And they range from TV screens that show multiple videos, from dioramas to posters to just a collage of pictures. And what they really try and do is represent what the best things they have to offer in their county. Ours hasn't been updated since 1993.
But we have something that's different than everybody else's, right?
Yes, that's exactly true. When I first figured out that I would like to take on this project, I did my research, really. I spent over 10 hours basically watching how people interact with the displays. And it was incredible to figure out, as old as ours was, and as much as it even had the Dixieland Jazz Festival poster in it, the diorama effect was one of the most popular displays that people tended to gravitate towards. It wasn't the ones that had multiple TV screens that were showing flashy videos, or the ones where you had to do interactive technology with, or even the ones that just had tons of language or verbiage on it. It was ours. Or the ones that really had the little figurines or things that you could really interact with just by visually looking at it. So that was really unique to find out.
Yeah, and I saw that. And if there's a video on this that we'll tell you how to look at, but when they ask people, which one do you like? I really like this one because, you know, it's something to look at. And, you know, the rest of them, they're so used to being bombarded with electrons that looking at a diorama is very different, and people really like it. But we need to upgrade it.
Exactly. We don't want to take
away. We got to have Trish on there. We got to have KCNR 96.5. You know, the old place.
Well, we can have some options. The thing with ours, though, is we don't want to take away from what has made Shasta County, County great, the roots of it, our logging, our trees. But currently what we have, too, is something different. We're more of an arts and culture area. But what we really have is our nature, and we have our outdoor recreation, our river trail, our Sundial Bridge, the Sacramento River itself, things like that that are shown in this one but not as prominent as they could be. The fact that we don't have the Sundial Bridge, which is one of our number one features here in Shasta County, is significant, and that needs to be in it. So we don't want to take away from the style because that is the most popular. People really gravitate towards that. Children love it. But we want to update it. We want to push out what's happening now.
Exactly, because in 1993 when we did that, I was on the board at that time, as we discussed earlier. And we put the best of what was happening then, but my goodness, that was 26 years ago.
Things have changed a little bit.
Things have dramatically changed
in
26 years. It's entirely different.
Okay, so what's the plan?
So the plan is, the first step was to talk to the Board of Supervisors and get their approval to move this forward because it's a county-owned display. So they are the ones that are in control of it, which I did on June 18th. I spoke to them and presented what my research had found and what I had found to be the best option. The first thing we did is we had to find people that could create a diorama. We have tons of artists in Shasta County, but we don't have specific model makers. So we had to expand our search. And with that, we found two artists out in New York, Nixon Gerber, who are prominent diorama makers. And they specialize. They have their own shop that is dedicated to making these kinds of things. We would have loved to have had somebody local.
I'm glad you, because when I saw that, I went, mm-hmm. I mean, we have nobody here in Shasta County because we have a lot of arts here, but it takes a special talent to do this. Are you able to use also local artists in this too?
Yes, we have a local graphic designer who will be helping with the art in terms of our logo, Shasta County's logo, as well as having a say in terms of what the diorama is going to look like. That way, we get the passion, the local.
They need
knowledge,
to build.
Exactly.
They need to build what we tell them to build.
What's important
capture,
to us here
to
Shasta
capture
County.
That je ne sais quoi,
exactly.
You might say, of Shasta County.
We have a small committee. Rocky and myself.
Linda's rubbing off on you
all the time. Almost didn't make it to work this morning. Okay, go on. I'm sorry. Keep
okay,
speaking, Randy.
Going back.
Oh, my gosh, she's red.
Yes, I am. So what we do is we want to acknowledge, though, we want to have a local presence. And so that's why we're bringing in a local good. Graphic designer. Rocky and I as well, I mean, he's a born and raised Reddingite. And I might not be from here, but Shasta County is my home now. And it's going to be where my children are going to be raised. And so I'm very invested. Oh, yeah, children. Speaking about rubbing off.
You all going to have children here?
Well, yeah.
Now?
Yet.
Like
unless it's
soon?
Breaking news, I guess.
Yeah, you want to talk about it on the radio? No, okay. All right. So, but we need help with this, right?
Yes. So now that we've had the County Board of Supervisors approval, we're moving forward. We have a commitment with these graphic designers. They're very excited. We have a commitment with our diorama artist as well. We're in fundraising mode. And so there's not a direct amount at the time because we're still in negotiations with these diorama makers, but we are working with multiple groups of people, but mostly the public too. This is something that we can all have a hand in.
Well, what are we looking at for the total cost? Is it under 50,000?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So is it under 25,000? Somewhere around there? Let's just say around 25,000 to 30,000.
Correct.
So if we all gave a dollar,
mm-hmm.
There you go.
There you go.
Can leave our mark on Shasta County history. But we have a fund at the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, so it's a tax-deductible venture. There's an offer on the table, though. If you want to leave your mark on the Capitol as an individual, if you contribute $250, which is a commitment, I realize, but we're talking about a diorama that's going to be in the Capitol for about 10 years at least. Could be 26 years like our current
26
one
years, you never know.
And when you're bringing your kids down there because they're in fourth grade and they're doing the tour, or your grandkids because they're doing the fourth grade tour, or you're just enjoying your state capitol,
You could walk in, see your name. You could see a picture in time, just like the current picture in time of what we look like in 1993.
Okay. So, and then you can get your name on a little plaque, right?
Yes, it'll be on the side, so it doesn't take away from the diorama.
No, I understand.
Itself.
Okay. No, I think that's great. I mean, we do that for sections of the wall down there in South City Park and all this. Okay, so how do people... Is there going to be like a fundraiser? Is it there's just going to be?
It's an ongoing effort.
Okay.
So we have a fund set up with the Shasta Regional Community Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to CaliforniaElevated.com, it takes you directly to that link. And we're so grateful to Shasta Regional Community Foundation for partnering with us on this. And you can donate that way. You could also send a check into the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, just Attention Capital Display, and it'll go directly to that.
Okay. This sounds like a good thing to get involved with. We do need to have it changed. And how come you got interested in it?
So this is something, while Rocky's down in Sacramento for law school, one of the things that we like to do is go visit the Capitol. And while we were down there and seeing the hallway, I saw our display and thought, wow, that's not what's happening now. So I think that needs
okay.
to be changed.
So you jumped on it. I love
I think
that.
I think that's wonderful because that's exactly what happened in 1993. When I was visiting the Capitol down there, Molly Wilson and I would go down and we'd stand there and look at that. We go, we got to do something about this. This is not, this is old. It hasn't been updated in so many years. And I've forgotten how many years it was before that. But that's exactly
okay.
how it started then.
So okay. Now, if you want to help, one more time, tell everybody how to do it.
CaliforniaElevated.com.
Okay. And as we get closer, I want to have you back. And especially if we could get... So be able to put out on our website and all that, you know, artist renderings of what we think it should look like. And if for $250 you get your name on a plaque on the side of it, that will be there, and unless Randy goes back down there again, it'll be there in perpetuity. Or your kids, or her, when her children are grown, they'll be coming here. This is what Mom did. I think it's time to update it there. We have you know, rocket cars going across the bridge. Okay. Well, thank you. You know, Randy, thank you so
great
much.
Idea.
'Cause you saw, here's a perfect citizen. Because, I mean, really. I mean, offset.
I do have to say, though, my leadership writing class was a big champion of this project, and they were the ones that also helped encourage me to continue moving forward with it. So
okay.
Got to give them a plug.
I'll do that, but you're the one that pulled the trigger on it.
And the original
artist. Can I even
artist,
say that now?
The original artist was Keith Lack, and he is still in Reading, and he did a fantastic job. And his name wasn't mentioned, so I thought I'd put it out there because he's still a local artist. And I think it's wonderful that, you know, you're considering upgrading it. But he did a fantastic job.
Okay. Thank you so much, Randy. And it's good seeing you again, Rocky.
Yeah,
and
great
here,
to see
you. And we're going to help you make that. When you figure out how much this is going to cost, at least it gives us a goal there. But let's just look at 25. And I'm sure that has to do with the artist and all that stuff.
Maybe we can put something up that shows our progress, maybe a chart of some kind that would show the progress of where we're at, how much we've raised, and how much we have to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:48 in the morning, 70 degrees, going up to 98 today.
All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $9 at the event, or pre-purchase for $8 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or Lulu's Restaurant restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day. Plus, the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Come and get it!
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. Have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
And now, back to our show.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're singing, we're playing cowboy songs because the Asphalt Cowboys are with us. Barry Weisswacher.
Yeah, great.
Welcome
evening.
Back, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, if you're needing help around the house, give Sharon a call, complimentary a visit to your house. She'll work out a plan that's right for you and your family, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. You're not going to find a better place or better people to help you and your family when you need them. Learn more at Home Helpers. ReadingHomeHelpers.com, or give them a call at 226-8350. Okay, if Barry Weisswacher is here, it must mean that he needs something because he just doesn't stop by and say, hey, Carl, how you doing?
You know, I'm going to start doing that.
Moving.
You know what? That's why I tell people, you know, in the call, and I said, hey, how come during the year you don't say, hey, Carl, just call me up. Say, hey, Carl, how's it going? You know, like, you know.
It's like your kids and grandkids, Carl. Yeah. They only call when they want money.
Hey, the new Shasta diorama. Get this, one of our comments. New Shasta diorama. Heroin needles and homeless.
Yeah.
Oh, you are. You know what? You're so cynical. Whoever that writer, whoever that is cynical. Okay.
Yeah, but honest.
We have something coming up great.
We do. You know what? Our 67th annual community barbecue at Lake Redding Park this Sunday. Grandparents' Day, by the way.
Wow.
At Lake Redding Park. From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the usual fare, tri-tip or chicken, coleslaw, cowboy beans, coffee. And then if you stay in the park, you can, they have beer and wine and ice cream and sodas. And
the drive-thru is great because it is the world's biggest drive-in.
I was going to say, for that day. Because
in 7 hours, we'll put at least 5,000 meals through the drive-thru.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I do
believe that. I mean, why would you lie? If you can put 10,000 people through the pancake breakfast than 5,000
in 5 hours.
In five, you know, you can do the standing on your head. In fact, why do you even, you know, shouldn't even be bragging about it? Yeah, it's half of what you usually do.
I can't turn the tri-tip while standing on my head.
That's true. Hey, by the way, in those cowboy beans, they are really authentic. Last year, I found a spur in mine. what?
Well, did it hurt more going down or going out?
Chewing. Okay. No, this is great.
Is
okay,
such a graphic
this
show.
Is a huge fundraiser. What's going? Where's the money go to, buddy?
Well, the money for the Cowboys goes to all of the events that we put on during Rodeo Week,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's plus anything left over usually goes to the Sheriff's Department in the form of excuse me, canine units. We've given them. We've given them the armor piercing protection vest.
The vest protect them, yeah.
The plate vest. We also have a scholarship fund for law enforcement students and candidates.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So we make good use of the money.
And on that day, we're also going to have a live auction.
Yes. We have all been out selling tickets and been collecting from businesses throughout the community, raffle item or auction items. I'm sorry, and it's a great. The stuff we end up with is pretty amazing.
It really is. Hey, I have two tickets to give to one of our listeners, the third caller at 605-4567. Dolores, you are not in this because you won something the other day. I remember your name. So 605-4567. Give us a call. Third caller, Sue.
Dolores, you can call
third
me.
Caller. Third caller, and you get a set of free tickets to the barbecue that's going to be this Sunday at Lake Redding Park. It's going to be great. We go there every year. And you know what? We do the drive-thru. And I tell
that's
you
what I usually do.
They come swarm the car. You think, this is going to take a long time. And it doesn't. It's like the pancake breakfast. Oh, it's going to take a long time. Nope. In, out, eating great food.
Hey.
You know what? I'm ready for the pancake breakfast.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready, man.
Well, have fun with
it. It's a lot of fun.
On your side, it's a lot of fun. No, actually, you know, when I'm cooking pancakes and people come through, especially ones I know, I mean, and ones I don't know, I mean, we just start up a conversation and everybody's having a good time.
Everybody has a good time.
You know, what people don't understand about all these organizations, those of us who like to get out and work in the community, do these fundraisers, serve the public, be involved, we get a lot out of it. It is hard work, but we so enjoy it. If you're not volunteering in some organization in Chester County, you really need to.
Oh, absolutely.
You get a lot out of it. It gives back to your community. It's something you can do that doesn't cost you any money, but, boy, it's you need to be out there doing something.
If you got a little spare time, you couldn't do anything better.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? And you guys really do a lot for our community. The fact is when we had anytime that there's been some kind of disaster and people are having to go into places like the fires, there was the Asphalt Cowboys cooking for people. Because, I mean, that's your mission in life.
Yes.
Thousands of people. Thousands of people.
And we have.
And you have.
Fire evacuees. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Jimmy, you won the tickets. You come on down here before 1 o'clock today or tomorrow morning or even Saturday morning. You can get tickets. But come in today before 1 o'clock because I kicked everybody out of here today because we don't have air conditioning. So by 12:30 or 1 o'clock, they're out of here. Okay.
So once again, 67th Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. This Sunday, Lake Redding Park, 11 to 6. Tickets are pre-sale, $8 each, or at the day, $9.
I just want to say one more thing. At the Silverthorne has donated houseboat vacations.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they're donating a four-night Shasta Lake Silverthorne houseboat vacation. And we've been kind of lax in the past thanking some of our people that have helped us out. So I'd like to give a shout-out for Silverthorne Resorts, McDonald's, Campora Propane, and Dutch Brothers Coffee. They've helped us out immensely, and we can't thank them enough. So.
Yeah, and that's good because there's a lot of these businesses that you can go to for any one of these fundraisers. They do chip in. They'll give you certificates. They'll give you a product. They'll give you all kinds of things. And
right.
When you get one of those, when you win them, you need to say thank you to those people.
Okay, the 67th Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue will be this Sunday from 11 to 6, go on down, drive through, stay there. Big auctions going on, kids events, everything that you could imagine.
It's only
going
to be like
1 to 3.
85 degrees.
That's right.
Thanks
it's
so
not going to be that
nice
hot.
Cool
and it's going to be with lots of trees there. Hey, when we come back, we've got Judy Maxwell with us. We're going to be talking, among other things, that people are having a real problem with. We'll be right back after the news.
Gotta draw a hard line.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
On coastal Carolina, a cat-free storm now centered roughly 60 miles southeast of Charleston, South Carolina. Moving to the north-northeast at roughly 8 miles per hour. Dorian absolutely devastated the Bahamas, where the storm-related death toll is at least 20. An American service member is dead after another Taliban attack in Afghanistan.
It was a suicide car bombing in a busy diplomatic area of Kabul, the second such attack this week amid word of a preliminary deal with the Taliban on ending America's longest war. The Afghan government's warned the negotiations are moving dangerously fast, that talking peace with a group that's still killing innocents is meaningless. The American was the fourth U.S. service member killed the past 2 weeks. A Romanian soldier also died, and dozens of people were wounded. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In London, Vice President Pence standing alongside and standing with embattled British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
I spoke to President Trump this morning, your friend, and he asked me to send you his very best greetings, and to assure you that the United States supports the United Kingdom's decision to leave the European Union, but he also wanted me to convey that the United States is ready, willing, and able to immediately negotiate a free trade agreement with the UK.
Johnson continuing his drive for an early election as a way to break Britain's Brexit deadlock. Payroll processor ADP reports American employers added an impressive 195,000 jobs last month. The Wall Street rally rolls on. Right now, the Dow up about 450 points for a gain of almost 2%. The NASDAQ up 103, the S&P 42 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
South Africa temporarily closing its diplomatic missions in Nigeria following reprisal attacks by Nigerians triggered by xenophobic violence in South Africa.
It's been a tumultuous few days for diplomatic relations between Africa's two biggest economies. On Wednesday, the Nigerian police said it was beefing up security around foreign missions and businesses. This came after South African shops were looted in a number of Nigerian cities. The looters claimed the attacks were reprisals for the killing of Nigerians in South Africa. But the Nigerian Foreign Office says none of its citizens have been killed in the recent violence in South Africa.
That's the BBC's Myeni Jones reporting. U.S. and Chinese envoys will meet early next month for more talks aimed at ending the tariff war that threatens global economic growth. Stock markets, including Wall Street, rising on today's announcement. Right now, the Dow up 430 points. News and analysis at townhall.com. Senator Lindsey Graham asking the Attorney General to declassify several documents relating to an internal DOJ investigation into the origins of the Trump collusion probe.
The Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says with the probe nearing its end, it's time to declassify 9 key documents. The list includes the FISA warrant that was obtained to justify surveillance on then-Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. Graham also wants a closer look at the now-disproven Steele dossier that was used to obtain that warrant. Graham and others suspect that some of the FBI knowingly used false claims in the dossier to obtain the warrant illegally to spy on the Trump campaign. Bob Agnew reporting.
The government investigation concludes a design flaw in Tesla's autopilot driving system, along with driver inattention, combined to cause a Model S electric car to slam into a fire truck parked alongside a California freeway, and no one was injured in last year's crash on I-405. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Today is Thursday, the 5th of September, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. It is Shasta Regional Medical Center, and good morning to Trish.
Good morning.
Trish is here Thursday.
It's cool outside as we speak, about 76 degrees. We're looking for a high today of 98, a low of 86, a high on Friday of 97, a low of 64. On Saturday, cooling down a bit to 90 and then 60 in the evening. Sunday, 90 degrees and a low of 60. And next Monday, it's going to be like 87 degrees. And for the full week next week, you're going to be in the high 80s, a little balmy weather. So we got a week or so of looking really good on that weather front. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning. Hey, before we get to our guest, the solar question came on big this week about what was the city of Reading going to do about the solar? Were they going to continue the subsidies, and how much they were going to be paying the solar the people that had solar that when they bought it? They were told they were going to get a certain return on their money, which would then pay for putting the solar in. But now every home in California that's built has got to have solar. So that business plan could not be sustained by REU or the city. So they had a meeting, and there was a big brouhaha going on that people had voted to not honor previous contracts. And that's not what happened. That's not what happened. There were various things being voted on. But what they have decided to do is put together a group of people from the solar industry and the city and some citizens to take a look at this question and see the best way of addressing it. So nothing's been decided, and people thought that the amount of money they were being paid per kilowatt hour from the city was going to just end, and that's not true.
You know, once again, what we have ourselves in a position of is we have the state legislature making decisions and putting in laws, and then we're trying to figure out how to deal with them. Nobody ever looks at the impacts of what they're going to do. It sounds like a great idea for everybody to come in and do green energy. Oh, let's all do it and jump right in the middle of it and go for it. And then we go, oh, well, wait a minute. What's the impact on electric companies? You're still going to have electricity in some form, fossil fuel involved in this production to charge things, to do anything. Mm-hmm. So we're going to once again put a law in effect and then figure out how we're going to put that into effect and how the impact is, which is exactly what we're talking about with our insurance people here today.
And we're going to
what the heck do we do with that?
And we're going to get to Judy Maxwell and Jeff Hornbuckle in just a second. Ron, do you have something?
Yes, good morning. I've got two things to say. One is a question, if you ever got in touch with that Chris Ann Hall about getting her on your program or station?
Yeah, we have a call into her.
Okay, I was just wondering if something happened.
Yeah.
And also, back to the concealed weapon permits and all the stuff. the other day I was at Walmart, and I went to go out the door, and it's a door that goes out into the garage area, and they keep it locked. And I couldn't get out, so I said, hey, open the door. And there was, and then nothing happened. I said, hey, can you open the door? And some guy back there said, hey, give me a chance. And he was a little bit irritated with me. And I said, no, just open the door. Anyhow, some lady came over and says, you know, we don't really have to let you out this door. This is a service entrance. And I said, no, it says it's a fire exit. It should, when I was a firefighter, fire exits were to remain unlocked during business hours. So I'd like to see you call the fire marshal and have him come on your station and explain to everybody what a fire door is. To my way of thinking, it should be kept unlocked, but the young chatted with me. And he came out behind the counter, and I thought, you know something? If you make me go out another door, I'm going to go out another door, but I'm going to go out one of the doors that sets the alarm off. And then if you don't like that, call the manager. And if you still don't like it, call the cops, because I will go to the fire marshal. So and I'm still thinking about it. So maybe you ought to have the fire marshal come on and explain to everybody what a fire door is. I'm really curious.
Well, we're going to have the our fire chief on because the fire season. But thanks a lot, Ron, because that gives us a real good segue into our next group here. I'm here with Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and guys that working with her, and Jeff Hornbuckle, and he's talking about fire. It's one of the things we want to talk about is fire. And a few other things today that are impacting. But these fires, not only did they just devastate communities, entirely devastated Paradise, had a huge impact on Redding. But we've been having these fires for years, and people have now now when it comes down to rebuilding, they're running into problems with fire insurance.
Good morning.
Did I kind of capture part of that?
Part of that, too, but it's not just those who are trying to rebuild. We have carriers that have totally pulled out of the area, and they're, totally non-renewing their policies. You have carriers that have redone their guidelines on which areas that they will write and not write. It's been really, really challenging on the carriers. And it's really, really challenging on us trying to get people, insured. We did some changes in our structure, and we've opened up and went out and got new carriers, and so we have a lot more choices, and, we have a new rating system where we can kind of really shop it around a lot better for people these days. And there's just some areas, and it all depends on the carrier. Some carriers, they will totally say, we're not going to write 96003.
So they do it by zip code.
Not all of them. Yeah. It all depends on that carrier. And that's what makes it really challenging, because there's not just one set of rules. Every carrier has their own set of rules.
When they did the floodplain maps, they did the same thing. They did large swaths without actually looking in detail at the circumstances or what actually existed in those areas. So you might be on the tip of a mountain someplace and be in a floodplain zone because it happened to be in a swath that they looked at a map someplace and decided.
Oh, absolutely. Down in Anderson, in your area, we'll have one house that has required flood insurance. The one next door to it won't require it.
Yes, exactly right.
And it's crazy.
No rhyme nor reason to
our flood insurance in Hawaii ended on the other side of our property line at the street. So we were required to have flood insurance. Across the street, they weren't. So when the flood came, and they were lower than we were. Mm-hmm. And so when the flood came, they got hit worse than we did. But everybody on that side of the street was not required to have flood insurance. So they all got hammered where we were. So,
and it's the same kind of craziness with the fire carriers right now.
Now, if you get into one of those situations, and the reason I brought that up is, can you appeal that and say, I'm not in fire danger because we were able to make some changes in some of those flood zone areas?
Well, it's real interesting because we were working on a house here just recently, and it was out in Tier Oaks, and it was a beautiful, million-dollar home and stuff, and we were really – going with all the carriers, and I had one of the carriers in my office, and I said, look, I said, this is on a golf course. This is, you know, a beautiful home and, you know, and stuff. And she said, Judy, she says, I could have overridden that, but except that it was a $1 million home. And so the fact that it was if it would have been a $300,000 home, we would have taken on that risk. But they had gotten hit so hard, actually down in the Malibu fires.
Yeah, and those are, you know, multi-million dollar homes.
And so they're yeah. You know, in...
So it's looking at, there's looking at a number of things. So we got to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about that. Also talk about the, that's a good point. Is there anything you can say like, hey, there's nothing around my house. I've fixed it. My house is made of steel or concrete. There's nothing to burn.
I have
an underwater. I have 18 million gallons of water. We can just spray all over the place. Will that make any difference? And then when they look at you and go, no. Anyway, I'm sure there's things that you can do, though, to help with your fire insurance in this. We're here with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and Jeff Hornbuckle. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is locally owned, locally operated, and it's fun to go into the bank. You go in there and you see people you know. They're there to help you. They want you to experience how they move local dreams forward. And that's Cornerstone Community Bank for you. You can learn more online at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $9 at the event, or pre-purchase for $8 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street and Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at this 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day. Plus, the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Come and get it!
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Maxwell & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco & Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco & Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Okay, I won't sing anymore. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. I cannot believe you just turned down your headphones because I was singing. I can't believe you did that, Trish. We've been together.
Hey, we've been together
so long.
Time, Carl,
look, I don't want to get into that. 9:20 in the morning, my friends, on the 5th of September. It's approximately 70 degrees out there. It is 70 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. Ooh, 73 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment. You're not going to find a better place to do your heating and air conditioning than Alliance Heating and Air. Veteran-owned business, they have guarantees, they have warranties, they have it all. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We're here today with Trish Clark, and I are here today with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and Jeff Hornbuckle from Maxwell Insurance and Financial, too. And we're talking fire insurance because we also have a real estate show from House of Realty. And we were talking about that, which gave me the impetus then to call Judy, because the cost of fire insurance has risen dramatically and will have an impact on the home you're buying. Is this correct?
Absolutely. That's totally correct. And we have many people who will call us before they start, you know, say, hey, we're looking at this house, or they may, or maybe from a lot of the mortgage reps, they will give us a call, and they want us to give them the estimate on what the homeowner is going to be, and then we'll kind of know that so that they will know what their actual payment will be when they purchase this home.
Yeah, because
some of these decisions when you're getting ready to make that major investment.
Because you used to just assume. Okay, right. taxes, insurance. Okay, my insurance is going to be this much. That's how much I've always paid. But now we're finding is in some cases insurance is up to $1,000 for fire insurance, which could have an impact on the level of house you're wanting to buy.
Absolutely.
So that $400,000 house you want to buy has now just become a $300,000 house because of the cost of the insurance on it.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, it really, really, and the location of where that house is it, you know, can we get them with one of the standard carriers, or do we have to, if no one will ride them, then we have to go into what's called the California Fair Plan, and then we put with it another policy, which is differences in coverage, and I'll let Jeff go into that.
What is the Fair Plan?
Fair Plan is a state-backed entity, if you will. And it's where you go when you can't find insurance with any of the traditional standard carriers. And it only covers basically the external hazards, your wildfire, storm, hail, wind, things from the outside.
Okay.
And then with that policy.
Mother Nature.
Pretty much, yeah. And then with that policy, you would write a secondary companion policy, which would then round out all the other coverages, give your inside coverages. If you have a grease fire in the kitchen, it also covers your liability. And so between.
So if you can get insurance then from a regular carrier for the inside of the house.
Correct.
It's just the property on the outside. So that grease fire, and say that grease fire had your house burned down, who pays for that? Is that the one you have for the inside of your house? Because that then would be for just a fire that started inside the house for some reason.
Correct.
Okay, and is that in addition to a homeowner's policy?
It is a homeowner's policy.
It is a homeowner's policy.
Right.
So it covers everything,
right.
Not just fire.
Correct.
Okay.
But it has to be within the walls of the house.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And
Mother Nature coming through with fire or snow or hurricanes.
Outside
that's
house.
Your,
right.
That's your Fair Plan policy.
Is that more expensive?
Well, when you're putting the two policies together, yes, it is.
Okay.
But the point goes back to they're not uninsurable. They can get insurance.
Correct.
But they're going to pay for it.
That's exactly right.
And that's what we were getting at, that when people call you about something, you look at the area. You look at the area they're in and say, okay, this is what it's going to probably cost you to get fire insurance.
That's exactly right. You take Shingletown.
Oh.
That's a very, very, very high-risk area. And so
it's not if it's going to have a fire, it's when.
Yeah, when's the next one?
Yeah, exactly. And we've gotten, you know, we have one or two carriers. It's kind of weird that they will, there's a few choice places that they will ride up there. But most of the time it is with the California Fair Plan and then with the differences in conditions policy.
The interesting thing is that they have not had that many fires up there for a long, long time. So it's like waiting for that.
Well, they had a big one here since I've lived here up there.
But didn't do that much damage.
No, but it was on the number one list. They said that the next, it's going to be like, it's like paradise.
It should have and it could have, but it didn't. But it will the next time.
So it's predicted that would be a really, that's a real high risk area.
Yeah.
So, Judy, so then what you do, what you're doing, and it's been a battle, I'm sure, for over a year now, my homeowner's insurance is coming up to be renewed. And then my insurance company, I'm just using this as a theoretical because living downtown gives me kind of a break.
Yeah, but you were in the middle of the fire zone last time.
I know, it was around me, and I'm like, wait a minute. It's not supposed to do this. So then when it comes up for renewal, are companies renew?
Absolutely, that's correct. You will get a notice to say we're not going to renew you. And at that point, that's when you get that notice, and you really need to start shopping around.
Take it seriously at that point and make some phone calls. And
not only that, if they do renew, it's going to be at a higher, what you've been used to paying, not going to be the same any place in Shasta County.
I've had people call in and say, hey, look, my renewal, it went up $200-$300. I said, and? You know, let's be happy that
at least they renewed you.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what happened with me, too. I mean, I got my renewal, and I said, couldn't pay it fast enough. And yes, it went up about 300. Yes.
You've got a green belt behind you, and you're kind of out there.
Absolutely, and that's why I paid it just immediately. They're going to renew me? Okay.
Let me just write this check right now.
So
here, let me pay for the whole year right now.
Because it's crazy because some of these carriers, like.
When we say carriers, who stopped insuring? Are they big names?
Oh, yeah. Like National General, they pulled out, they canceled, over 25,000 policies?
Canceled?
Yes.
25,000?
Non-renewed.
But was National General big in Paradise in those places, so they just got hammered?
They were big in California.
In California, and
they got hit hard all over the state.
They got hit hard all over the state.
I imagine that cost them billions and billions of dollars. So are they part of the lawsuits then? Are the insurance companies parts of the lawsuits for the
like the campfire?
Yeah, because people are they're suing PG&E, who then went in bankruptcy.
Right.
But you know, a lot of the insurance carriers are out billions of dollars over this. Would they be part of that?
The carriers would be going after PG&E.
Yeah,
right. They would be subgrading out to PG&E.
Okay.
And you got to figure that, you know, let's say you've got a $500,000 house. Well, that's just not a $500,000 claim. You've got $300,000 worth of contents, $100,000+ for your loss of use. There could also be some liability. Exactly.
It's going to be well over $1 million.
It's usually to three times what your policy is actually written for because of all the other sub-coverages.
Now, does this mean now that my fire insurance is going to go up, not because I'm in a danger zone or anything, it's just because they're trying to cover what's happened in the past?
There's some of that, too.
Well,
yes, absolutely.
And not only that, because if they have to rebuild, they've passed so many new laws in the last year or 2 years with everybody has to have solar, everybody has to have fire extinguishers, everybody has to have, you rebuild, those are adding costs to the policy.
Well, yeah, but a lot of those, like the solar and the sprinklers inside the house, though, if you're rebuilding from the fires, you're exempt from that. But new houses being built.
From the fires, and that's what happens. If you're rebuilding from the car fire or the campfire, they're exempt. If your house just burns down all by itself and it isn't in one of those, then they're not exempt.
No, then you have to build it to the new codes. We're here with Judy Maxwell and Jeff Hornbuckle of Maxwell Insurance and Financial talking about fire insurance. So from what we've gleaned so far is if your company renews you, immediately accept it and make your payment. Two, no matter what kind of safe area you've got around you, you may be in an area that they're not going to insure, and if you can't get fire insurance, then you have the FAIR plan from the state of California.
There's always a plan B.
Yeah, which will protect your outside from, you know, damages from wildfires, floods, and all that. But then you can then get, okay, maybe not floods.
Not floods.
Okay, fires. Not earthquakes either, then.
Correct, right.
Because you can get specific. But, hurricanes, storms, wind, fire, snow. How about snow? Yeah, snow. And then have a separate policy that has everything inside the house.
Correct.
And but will protect you if you have a fire from an electrical outlet that catches on fire. That will protect you for that. So there is a plan B. It just is going to be expensive. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite has got some special deals going on for our first responders, our military, and our seniors. If you go on down there and you can get, there'll be no restrictions on receiver or plans, free movies, all types of great upgrades, all of this from B&T Satellite. Local guy doing good here and making very, very much, wants to take care of his community, a veteran-owned business. Give him a call at 241-3474 or 241-DISH, B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. We'll be right back after these messages.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, excited to tell you about the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. It's a one-day conference for all women leaders. The summit will focus on supporting women aspiring to step more into their sphere of influence and those who have fully embraced their position as a powerful leader in their community. We're excited to provide a forum to recognize, inform, and champion the work being done by women in this Northern California region. Following the speakers will be your Expo pop-up shop from 4 to 6 p.m. with a no-host bar and music by DJ Bobette. Come be inspired at the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. That's September 14th with a pop-up shop in the downtown atrium. For more information about this fabulous event, go to thewomensleadershipsummit.com and see you there.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Red
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. 8:35 in the morning. It's 74 degrees going up to 96 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, over 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, going down there, and if you do nothing else but talk to Clyde for a few minutes, it'll make your whole day. You've got something coming up here, young lady.
I do. I want to just give a shout out to all the golfers out there. It's great golf weather coming up. Anderson Family Fitness is having a golf tournament at Tucker Oaks Golf Course on September 14th. They got all kinds of great prizes and a great package going on. Get a foursome together. Give Chris a call down there at Anderson Family Fitness, and all the proceeds go to the Frontier Senior Center.
Okay.
So want to get everybody to sign up quickly for that. Again, it's September 14th, all you golfers.
Okay, if you hear a little humming in the background, it's because we moved one of the air conditioners into our studio here. Our guests are slowly melting. they haven't learned to love it like we have and embrace it. We're here with Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Jeff Hornbuckle. And it was Jeff the one that was, you know, Judy is from Texas. And she says, you know, this is just ordinary. But I learned a lesson that in Texas, because of the heat, once you put your makeup on,
you don't touch it.
You don't touch it. Okay. Hey, Judy and Jeff, you brought up a good point here. Is we said if you get it renewed, sign it on your fire insurance because of all the problems people are having with fire insurance. But really, if it seems like it's too much, go, okay, yeah, I've got fire insurance, but oh, my God. And they're going to give you like a 60 days out, right, to make changes or –
right.
Or, okay.
You'll have a – but that's important, so to pay attention to those notices. So many people don't even look at it, and it's just crazy.
They
you don't.
You get something from –
anything from an insurance carrier. I don't care what kind it is. Pay attention to it these days. And so
Jeff, you were saying that if it looks like it's gone up like $300 a month or something like this, $400 a month, that don't just accept it.
Right. I mean, there's always options. If you feel like it's gone up too much, sure, be thankful that it renewed. But you have options. Call a broker. Call another agent. See if you can get a comparable, you know, policy for possibly less money.
Call Maxwell Insurance.
Call Maxwell Insurance. We'll try to do you right. And so you have options. You know, it's at least worth a 5-minute phone call. You know, and hopefully we can get something that might be comparable coverages for cheaper money, or maybe we could teach, you know, we could do something about, we could negotiate with the deductible to get the premium down, or we could change a coverage. You know, there's always something that can be done with these policies to maybe reduce the premium to make it more affordable for you.
Maybe bundle all of your insurance into one company and maybe get a better deal on all of it.
That's always a possibility, yes.
You know, I think sometimes we get into a rut with insurance and those kind of things. We have a policy. We just renew it every year without thinking about it.
Well, we never use it. So that you don't really look at it. But I tell you what,
it's a good idea to take a look at all those insurance, make sure what your coverage is.
Exactly.
And then check every once in a while. See if there isn't a better deal out there. Spend a little time. Be proactive and take responsibility for yourself.
Absolutely.
Just let it happen to you.
And, you know, that's the thing. Review your policy. Make sure you have the right coverages, because there were so many people during these fires who were underinsured. And
because the cost to replace the house they had gone up, and then now it's even gone up even more because there's nobody to work on it, the cost of labor, the cost of materials. So you may have had something, that $300,000 house that you had $300,000 worth of insurance on, and it's going to cost you $500.
Well, not only that, though, Carl, is that some people had other structures that maybe they had built a big garage or a big addition to their
and
home.
And never added it.
And they never added it on. And so they didn't add it on to their new insurance and everything. So,
but I would also say what you said before is pay attention to those notices, because if you have a good agent, when they renew, they're asking you those questions. They're sending you a questionnaire that says, have you added anything this year? Have you changed your heating and air conditioning? If you're not getting that from your dealer or your agent, they're not representing you very well, because that's their responsibility to help you update those things.
So, and like I said, people just don't pay attention to those notices, and they should.
And I'm going to raise my hand on that one, because I get something from my insurance company all the time, and a lot of times I look at it. I usually open it up and see if it's like I forgot to make a payment or something. But I don't pay attention, and they give me the insurance packets. Oh my gosh, it's like 40 pages.
40, 50 pages, right?
I mean, who really reads those things? You guys do.
I
have my life insurance with Judy. I'm going to go now, Judy, I don't bother you too much, but here's this 86-page packet from my homeowner's insurance. Do you have somebody just starting out that could look at this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What else to tell people? Because when we go into the next segment, we got 5 minutes left in this one. I want to talk about health insurance, because I am totally in a quandary after reading everything that the Democrats want to do. The Obamacare has been getting whacked away at, and what people can do with that too. But finishing up on the fire insurance, then you would say the important things is to look at your policy, make sure that it covers what your home is worth now and all of the contents inside, which I totally undervalued, and had Linda sit down and gave me a class on, no, this is how much this cost. No, this is how much this cost. No, we're not going to sleep on cots. You know, all these things. And then shop around and check with you.
Absolutely.
Can I throw in one other thing that I think people need to be aware of? And if you have, we've got all these cell phones. Take videos. What you need to be doing is going around into those curio cabinets, your jewelry chests, all of those different places where you have all kinds of valuables, and taking pictures of them, taking videos of them, and put them on a disc someplace where you have them. Not in your house, but when you try to sit down and say, what was in a drawer, what was in a cabinet, and try to evaluate and talk about it, you're not going to remember everything that was there. Months later, you're going to go, oh, my God, I forgot this or I forgot that. So this is something you can do yourself. Again, proactive.
Well, the other thing, too, is that if you do have that valuable piece of jewelry or that valuable piece of art or guns, those things should be appraised and they should be scheduled individually. Because, you know, if you did experience a total loss, it's only going to give you whatever the policy limits are on those things, which is very, very minimal. But if you had it scheduled where they had the appraisal and all that on file, then they will give you the full value of what you had.
We have that on Linda's jewelry.
Mm-hmm. We see that a lot on jewelry. Yeah.
And on guns, usually you have a separate rider, but from what I understand, if it's a fire, it's considered personal property then. Is that correct?
No.
No. If it's scheduled, if you have it appraised and you have it scheduled and part of your policy.
That brings up another whole discussion about how much information you want out there. With the gun lobbies that we've got going in this day and age, you want to think about that.
Well, and see, absolutely. And but they had so many people that had their guns in safes and they melted because that car fire was so hot.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, guns are another whole.
Guns, jewelry, musical instruments, cameras, computer. There are a few different specific types of items that need to be scheduled separately, because they're not just your general contents.
Okay. Exactly. All right. Let's take a quick break and come back. And can we spend some time on health insurance here before you leave?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding where Trish and Linda hang out in their free time. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, open Monday. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Judy Maxwell and Jeff Hornbuckle from Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at reddingrancheria.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
And now, back to our show.
Whispering pines, whispering pines.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 8:48 in the morning here, about 75 degrees, going up to 98 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. They are a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Yes. But give them a call at 244-9478 for appointments. They work on appointments now. So you don't end up waiting there for 30, 40, 50 minutes because you want to get your hair cut.
Yeah, but walk it's the in, ambiance get your in hair the place. Cut. I mean, it's worth it.
It is great. You catch up while you're reading. I get there early. catch up my reading.
Conversations.
No, there's no girly magazines. It's all like Car and Track and National Geographic and Guns
no
and Ammo.
Gossip? And can't catch up on the neighborhood.
No. Yeah. There was something. There was Women's Day was in there one day. And we just laughed at them so that it was never seen again. Okay. Hey, I'm with Judy Maxwell and Jeff Hornbuckle. Of course, Judy's company, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Excuse me. We were talking fire insurance. We learned a whole lot about fire insurance. Health insurance now. We've only got like about 9 minutes left. Health insurance is coming apart. All the Democrats want to go into this Medicare for all, which...
Everything's free.
Everything is not... Well, everything...
If you don't have any money, everything's
free.
They're
even admitting that you're going to lose your doctors, you're going to lose so many things. What can you tell people about what's going on with health insurance right now, Judy?
It's a nightmare. It is really, really a nightmare in all levels. We have, on the individual side, we have Anthem Blue Cross this year who is canceling all of the grandfather plans where people were supposed to be able to keep them. And when people ask me, well, you know, what is the difference between, you know, before Obamacare and after Obamacare? I just had a guy in my office. He's like 43. He has 5 kids. He's been on a grandfather policy, you know, since the inception. And he was paying $400 a month for this plan. And so now it's getting canceled. And so he's going to be going from $400 a month to $1,800 a month.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And that is the difference of what all this... You know, Obamacare and all the rules has really impacted. They're saying that the rates are going to be about the same through Covered California this year, and so you know we're waiting to see our group rates for our employers. They saw some rate increases, but now the group rates on the group side things are more stabilized in that area. But on the individual side, it's because there's so much abuse. On the individual side, because people will come from another state and say, hey, I just moved to California. That gives them a special enrollment period. They'll get on a Covered California policy with a big subsidy, go have a major surgery, and then leave the state and not even pay a dime.
So, Judy, there's the people that are having problems, but let's just take the average, makes a standard living, your average American, okay,
mm-hmm.
that has a family, has a you know, they have a job, they have a mortgage, they're middle income, let's just
That's
say
right.
middle income. What kind of impacts are they having on them? They don't get a subsidy. There isn't any of that.
In some cases, it's more than their mortgage payment.
And see, that's the
for
the
a family that, for a family of four, I mean, and say they don't get a subsidy in both. Both husband and wife are working, and they're making a decent income. They don't qualify for a subsidy. I mean, you're looking at that, you know, $1,800 a month. I mean, that's in many cases like mortgage payment.
That it's insane.
It totally is insane.
Now, they're trying to make changes at the federal level, and they're trying to do away with the impacts of Obamacare. Are they making any headway in making it affordable for the average American to be insured, or is it? And is it that much worse in the state of California?
Well, see, now, on the federal level, they took away the mandate for 2019. The state is wanting to put that back on for 2020, where it is mandated. That you have to have it, or you pay a penalty if you don't have it. So there's still there's just so much uncertainty and stuff. It's just it's a mess right now. But I will say that a Medicare for all is totally not the answer, because that impacts not only all the seniors, the employer groups, which that's the largest segment that's covered is the employers in businesses, and it would impact the individuals and everybody, and that's just going on to socialized medicine. I mean, you're taking away Medi-Cal, you're taking away everything. On the Medicare for all.
Yeah, and you know, and this thing too is we're talking trillions of dollars.
Oh yeah.
It's going to change your healthcare system totally, dramatically. And if they think they, and they're not offering anything, they just keep using that term Medicare for all, Medicare for all, like it's just going to automatically happen.
But no one is saying specifics on it because they can't, because they truly can't, because it's just, it's not sustainable.
If they give an answer, I think one of the candidates for president came up with an answer the other day, and they said it's not a problem. It's just going to be a tax on millionaires. That they're going to pay for all of it.
Well, the thing about
and you just look at that, and it's like, okay, really?
You know, I think that the way to solve the problem is to start with the politicians and make them be a part of the solution in their own health plans.
That's exactly right.
Well,
the first thing that needs to happen is everything they pass has to apply to them.
Yeah. I think also legislators should always also have a gun-free zone where they're at, since they're trying to do that.
That's what I've said.
Yeah. A gun-free zone, and use the plans that they're forcing onto the people. And why do they get a lifetime retirement after 6 or 8 years when a lot of Marines didn't, that spent 18 years in service. You know, this whole thing is they're being treated like they're special. And what's happening out of this is that the people that pay for it, middle America, because we've already said 50% of the people in this country, a little bit less, don't pay any taxes. So somebody's paying. So it's got to be me and you and Jeff and Trish. We're paying for all of
it. It is all of us who are working that are paying for it.
And then we're going to have to pay more. Mm-hmm. But now we're going to have to pay, and it's not just salary we have to pay. Now they're going to levy on us that, well, you've got to help pay for their medical care. Really? Well, that means of the employees I have to figure out how we can stay in business and all this. Which employee or two do we turn loose? How much more do we automate here?
I know. And there's also changes coming to Medicare because it was the MACRA law, which most carriers are giving out notices to, you know, to all of the people on Medicare. We have Medicare supplements. And so the Plan F, which has been the most popular plan, is going away in January of 2020.
What's Plan F?
It's the supplemental plan that is the most popular one, and it's the one that picked up everything that Medicare did not. And so it is going away come January 1st, but those who have it will be grandfathered. So you can keep what you have. But anyone turning 65 and enrolling into Medicare after January 20th, and then they're going to be getting a supplement, then they have to go through some of the other choices that are available.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if there's one thing constant, it is change in this insurance world. I mean, it's just crazy, ever from the health insurance and the property and casualty insurance. And
the reality is we have a lot of retired people in Shasta County, and a lot of retired people who are taking care of themselves. They did plan well for their retirements. They have income. They have insurance. They have those things. But they're also on a fixed income because that's how they set it out there.
Right.
Now, when all these changes take place, they don't have an ability to adjust their income. They're already retired.
I know.
And then all of these things, all of a sudden, the plan that you had that you thought was taking care of you and your wife or what have you, gone.
You know what I
think? You can keep it. Like I said, it will be grandfathered in. So, and then there's
but at what cost?
So, that's the thing.
You know what? The whole thing is this: is we don't have a comprehensive immigration plan. We don't have comprehensive medical, you know, at the government level where they can keep it straight. The VA killed Patient's Choice because they were starting something else new. So they just did away with the other one where you could go if you were not being able to be seen by the VA, you could go out in town. They killed it on one day because the other one was starting, but they didn't have anybody signed up for it. So it's this kind of bureaucracy that we see there that has such a huge impact on our seniors or you know, working families.
The people that are paying their way. We spend so much time in this country worrying about the illegal aliens and the uninsured and the poor and the this and the that, that we forget that there's a population out here who has done the right thing, who is taking care of their needs, who are taking care of their needs. They're the ones that's getting hit with every one of these decisions.
And, you know, the funny thing is 92% of us have some type of insurance. It's that 8% that don't, and everybody is making a big deal in the news about the 7-8%. And it's just crazy when we should really try to fine-tune the 92%.
Yes, And that's the point I was getting at is, and most of the people are happy with their insurance. And part of this Medicare for All is doing away with union insurance. You know, the yeah. unions have great insurance and great benefits.
Absolutely.
And they're going to do away with that. And they won't say that. They said it once, and then it was such a, that they never said it again. But that's one of the things. Okay, we got like about a minute left. Let's talk about Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Where we can come visit you, and I brag to everybody, if you're having any types of problems on fire or any of this kind of stuff, you give her a call at Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Well, thank you very, very much.
I've made you a water walker here. So.
Thank you very, very much.
You and your tax up.
A lot of pressure there.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. No, we love for people to come walk in and see us and stuff because we love helping people. That's kind of our goal.
Yeah. Phone number, address.
And our phone number is 221-0441, and we are located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union and Fleet Feet.
That's right. And if you bring in a check because you got it mixed up, just feel free to leave it on the desk there in that box under Carl.
Well, we can.
Deposit accepted.
Absolutely. Thank y'all very much.
Thank you very much for being with us today. And Jeff, thanks for coming in today. You really cleared up a lot of the stuff that that people have questions on, I think. And health insurance, not so much because nobody knows what's going to be happening with that. Tomorrow, Congressman LaMalfa will join us, and we'll find out what's happening up on Capitol Hill and things that are happening there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional.